In Revelation chapter 22, it says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Let Jesus come into your heart. Let Jesus save your soul. Then you'll be able to enjoy all the wonderful things that I just read about. You'll be with Jesus forever and ever. You'll live with him in peace. No more suffering, no more pain, no more heartache, no more worry. You'll be able to do the things that Jesus has done. Wouldn't you rather be in heaven with Jesus than in a burning hell? Once you're in a burning hell, you can't get out. No matter how much you cry, no matter how much you burn, no matter how bad it hurts, you can't leave. You can't get out of it. That's the reason I want you to come to Jesus today and be saved. If you go to hell, you're there forever. There's no escape. No matter what you've heard, people who are in hell are there forever. People who went to hell 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago are still there. Jesus has just told you he's coming quickly. He just told you these things must be shortly done. It's not going to be like people think it is. This world's not going to last forever. This world's going to be burned up. The heavens and the earth are going to pass away. The only thing you can depend on is God. All the things that you can see with your eyes are going to be gone. Your bank account, your house, your car, it's all going to be burned up. All the things that you spend a lifetime accumulating, it's going to be gone. You don't need it. Give it all up. Let go of it. It's going to be gone anyway. Let Jesus come into your heart. Let him change you and make you into a new creation, a new creature. This body that we live in is a mortal body. It's got to be changed into an immortal body. Only Jesus has the power to do this. You can't do it on your own or by yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. You've got to get down on your knees and cry to the living God. The only way to do it is to let Jesus do it. If you don't believe in Jesus, when you leave this world, you never will. It's all over with. Your last chance is gone. When you see Jesus Christ coming back through the eastern sky, all your chances are gone. No more. Don't put it off. You don't know when Jesus Christ is coming back. No man knows the hour nor the day. But I know one thing, it's one day closer than it was yesterday. If you think that you can go on and on and on without Jesus Christ, you're taking the worst chance of your life. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you don't have a life. Don't you want an immortal body? Don't you want to reign with Jesus Christ forever and ever? Don't you want to be healthy, no hurting? Wouldn't you rather have that than a burning hell? I want people to think about it. There's only one way. That's Jesus Christ. No matter who else you call on in this world, they can't do it. Nobody but Jesus Christ can save your soul. He's the only one that died for you, the only one that rose for you, the only one that's sitting at the Father's right hand. He's calling out to you today. He's calling your name today. In Jesus' name, amen.